This is Janice Abbott calling from Kingston, New York. I want to thank you for always running Governor Cuomo's updates for the past year on COVID. Lately, however, and as the year went by, I became very disappointed with Governor Cuomo because my husband and I own a house that was in his family for 50 or 60 years in the Kingston area, and there was someone renting the house who was delinquent on their rent at least several months before the COVID thing started, and we have not received one penny in a year and 2 months, not a penny of rent, and we're both over 70, and that was our retirement house. We have not been able to pay the taxes, and I don't know if we're going to lose the house or not, but I really would appreciate it if there was some way that Governor Cuomo could protect the landlords as well as the people who truly do need a place to live.
Beth Baker, my last phone and this phone had been hacked just recently. I've had to change everything. This is a listener comment. I was listening to the news on the way home, and I heard the comment about Albany public Wi-Fi. Not a good idea, considering hackers are into public Wi-Fis and hotspots, okay? That's just my take on all this hacking that I've just been through at the age of 61 with my disabilities. And you know what? 533 million people just had their Facebooks hacked last week. I was one of those million. All right? Thank you. Bye.
Hello. This is Elizabeth calling from Amherst. I am a happy, proud member for many years. I just heard some Twin Peaks music at the end of Marketplace, and it made my day. It was freaking awesome. Thank you very much. And by the way, local newscasters, please keep working on your enunciation of cheese. It's getting better, but it's .com, not .com. Thank you. Love you guys. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Yes, my name is Anthony DeSantis. I'm calling from Windham, New York, and my comment regarding the policing issue is that part of the problem is it's the model is broken. We use it as a revenue collection arm of for taxes, and part of the reason why cops are pulling so many people over for dubious reasons is they're collecting taxes, basically.